Jenny, can you just confirm that Romania fixtures will be on a Friday night?
All our fixtures are Friday night, with the exception of Sligo away, which is a Saturday. And Cork away is probably going to be changed because of the international call-ups.
It's been a few weeks since you've had a competitive game, Kenny. How tough is tomorrow night against Galway going to be?
Yeah, that'll be tough. It'll be competitive. It'll be draining. We've done as much preparation as we can for it, and we need to go there with a view to trying to get into third position, because if we draw, we go into third place, and that's a good achievement at this stage. So we're hopeful that we can get something from the game.
Of course, you're into the last six or seven games of the season, Kenny. Third spot is up for grabs, that European spot. How do you motivate the players after being out for a few weeks from competitive games?
Yeah, it can be. It's really hard for the players. They're training every week and there's nothing at the end of the week. And, you know, it does affect the dynamic in the dressing room, because there is apathy that comes with that, not having competitive games. You understand that. And it's disappointing through no fault of our own. And in fact, we're victims of being successful, having a proper youth policy.
Of course, Galway sitting now second bottom on the table. Maybe it's a false position for them this year. Usually a very strong team. They're going to be competitive tomorrow night. They've picked up 4 points from their last two games. Where do you see their threat coming from tomorrow night?
Oh, they've got loads of them. Murray and Houlihan are very good players. Cunningham and McCormick, two strikers. They'll play one of those, I'm sure. Their captain, Folan. So yes, they've got good firepower, and they're a good team in their own stadium, definitely.
Ken, you're going into the game. A few injuries. Jared Doherty, Conor McDermott. Can you tell us what is the latest with them?
Well, Jared's okay. Conor should be okay, but we've got four missing. Aaron McAniff is suspended. And allied to that, we have Darren Cole, who's got massive food poisoning. We have Dean Jarvis with a thigh injury. And we have Nathan Boyle with a knee injury.